USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC announced on Thursday that fully vaccinated people can forego masks outdoors and indoors in most cases. The agency is still recommending people wear masks in crowded indoor areas such as planes, buses, and hospitals. Reacting to that news, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
It's about time that we should be following the science and not playing politics. And from the beginning of COVID, there's been far too much politics connected to it. When it comes to masks, I've never understood the extreme on either side. I've never been one of those people who said, never wear a mask. I would wear a mask on an airplane when I went to a grocery store, particularly when the pandemic was raging.
Israeli Defense Forces soldiers crossed the nation's southern border into Gaza early Friday morning local time, following a barrage of 1,500 rockets that targeted airstrikes failed to curb. USA Radio News.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
Trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Colonial Pipeline forked over nearly $5 million last week to the Eastern European criminal group that hacked the company, shuttering the largest oil pipeline in the United States, spurring widespread gas shortages and panic buying across the Southeast. The company resuming operations Wednesday evening, and by Thursday morning, product was flowing to most of the markets it services. A group of retired military officers are questioning the 2020 election results.
More than 120 retired military officers calling themselves Flag Officers for America have written to President Biden to tell him his election was less than legitimate and questioning his mental acuity. In the letter, they say, without fair and honest elections that accurately reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost. Some of the notable signatures, Major General Joe Arbuckle, General William Boykin, Major General Joseph T. Anderson. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senators say they have enough votes to pass a bill aimed at preventing sexual assault in the military. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand telling NBC News they have 61 co-sponsors to put the bill over the filibuster threshold. The New York Democrat saying this vindicates years of work to secure social justice for military survivors. The measure would move cases out of the military chain of command to train military prosecutors. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is standing by the Biden administration's response to the surge of illegal immigrant children at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mayorkas telling a Senate hearing parents are sending their kids to the United States to escape horrible conditions in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.
We are addressing the needs of unaccompanied children who arrive at our southern border. Children who have fled torture, persecution, extreme violence, and poverty.
The Food and Drug Administration is reviewing its restrictions on the abortion-inducing drug mifepristone. That's according to court filings. The news comes after the FDA lifted one restriction on the abortion pill in April, allowing it to be sent by mail for at-home abortions. Mississippi Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith reacting to this news by saying, quote, the Biden-Harris administration is putting the health and safety of women at risk to advance its extreme abortion agenda, close quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.